Joining us now by phone, as he does every Saturday morning, Larry Weber, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
What a fabulous day.
Isn't this something? This is just great. Yes, we have a little bit warmer temperatures than we've had any morning all week, but we got a beautiful light snow coming down. It's just spectacular. Snows in February, as I said before, don't usually amount very much, and I don't expect a lot from this one either, but it sure is beautiful. We missed another big storm this week, it looked like. It went way to the south. You probably heard about the temperatures as well as the snow that hit Oklahoma. I am sure that was a real shock for a lot of the people there. But that's not unusual that, as I said, that we just don't get it in February. We did get, however, some plenty of cold. We had several mornings in a row below zero. The coldest temperature we had recorded here was minus 20. And that was on Thursday morning, and 15 below two other times, so enough to make a walk very invigorating. This morning's walk was a little bit warmer, but nevertheless, it was quite spectacular. We are now approaching halfway in the month of February, and I don't know how much snow we'll get out of this today, but up until today, we had less than a half inch for the whole month so far. Assuming we get a little bit more, I still don't think we're going to have any more than an inch and a half by the time we reach the halfway mark. Now, that's not unusual that we have light snows in February, but usually the amount of snow is more than that. For the whole month, we usually get about a foot. So we'll see what the second half has to offer, and that's not unusual either, that we get plenty of snow in the second half of it. Average temperature so far for February, about halfway through, has been less than normal, but according to the forecast, that's all going to change. We're going to get to the 30s, and we're going to be there several days in a row, as they were saying. We have also reached the time of 90 consecutive days of snow cover. Now, the snow cover we have here is not quite what you have up there. We have, I estimate, somewhere around 20 inches of a snowpack here, which is very impressive, but not as what I saw yesterday. I saw 30 inches at some places yesterday in Cook County. So, yeah, that's quite impressive. One of the classes I was having this week, I showed them, you know, this is what the snowpack can do. So we went out and buried a thermometer under the bottom of the snowpack, and then went out later, 3 hours later, went out and checked it, and the temperature said almost 30 degrees above. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, the air temperature was zero. Now, that's quite a difference, mm-hmm. and a lot of critters take advantage of it, and they go down underneath the snowpack at this time. Still, lots of critters go across the top of it. I yesterday saw almost a dozen kinds of critter tracks. They were coping with the snowpack real well. If the critter was pretty big, as some of the canines were, they stayed mostly on the trail. But if it were small enough, a lot of the members of the weasel family could go right across the top of the snowpack. Now, if we get the warmer temperatures followed by some colder again, we will get a crust on the snow, and that will make movement for them a lot easier. I did see a couple of different places this past week. Three times this past week, I found a place where a ruffed grouse had buried itself. Now, they are a big enough bird, they could just fly right into the snow, and then they bury themselves, and they stay down there, and it's pretty well hidden. They're safe. They're even a little bit warmer in those places. The trouble is there's no food. Mm-hmm. And after a while, they have to take off and go out. So all three of the places I saw, the grouse had flown in, buried itself, and they tunnel a little ways under the snow, and then they leave. In two of the three, they just took off by flight, as though they were shocked out of their home. And the third one just got up and walked away. But in each case, they had to leave to go look for food. This is also the time when we're having movement and sounds from various birds. I heard again this past week the drumming of a woodpecker. I believe it was a hairy woodpecker. It was a beautiful minus 10 day and the clear skies, and that was a Tuesday. And then I heard a brrrr noise coming from the woods, and I stopped to listen a couple of times, and there it was, proclaiming its territory. As I said, I believe it was a hairy woodpecker. That will become more common now as we go toward the rest of the month. The days keep getting longer. We now have more than 10 hours of daylight, and we're moving rapidly towards 11 hours of daylight, which hits by the end of the month. The other sounds are owls. I've been hearing barred owls lately calling at night, even though the nights have been cold. And barred owls are early nesters, but they're not as early nesters as the great horned owl. The great horned owls will nest already in late February. In some parts of the southern part of the state, they are no doubt already starting to nest. Up here, no, it's going to be a little bit later, but still they are early nesters. It's the third one, though, that really interests me, and that is the saw-whet owl. That little tiny owl could fit in your hand. And there are those that migrate, but there are those that stay up here for the winter. And every year, it seems like somewhere around this time in February, I'll be out walking in the dark and hear a doot, 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 kind of sound like that. And that's the saw-whet owl, this tiny owl dealing with this thick snowpack we have, and yet still copes with it well enough to spend the winter and then have enough energy to do that kind of singing for the mating in the spring. It's an amazing little bird. I haven't heard any yet this year, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happens. Of course, with the snowpack, things may be a little bit tougher for them. With this warm-up, there is a good possibility of a couple of sleepers that will come out and start moving around. The raccoon and the skunk, they both do sleeping in the coldest weather, and then it gets milder, they get up and they start moving around. Now, last week, I expected over the weekend, with a milder weekend, I expected that might happen, and sure enough, I found tracks of raccoon. I did not smell or see a skunk. However, I had two other people tell me they did smell one. And so, yes, that's not unusual at all. When we get to this time of year and we get some mild weather, be ready. Trust your senses. I did not see the raccoon, and the people who told me about the skunk did not see it. But nevertheless, they still let me know about it. The other things of note, the ravens continue their bonding pair. They have some of the most wonderful flights at this time when they're bonding. Flocks of crows keep getting bigger and louder. Duluth area is well known for having loud crow flocks, especially in late February. And with this milder weather, if it gets into the 30s and you're outside and you look at the snow and you see what looks like a bunch of little pepper dots on the snow, but they start jumping around. Yeah, you've seen snow fleas, and they come out on these kind of days. So, yep, be on the lookout for it. So, great day in February.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
All right.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber with Weekend Outdoors.